So I'm here with Davo after a 3-0 home win in the league against Ashford. Lots to talk about, Davo. Let's start with the game. And obviously, a fantastic result. Let me add to, before you start talking about the game, let me add to that that you were down to 10 men from 23 minutes onwards at 2-0, and you've obviously won the game 3-0. So first of all, you must be delighted with the performance.
Fantastic. I know maybe we'll come on to the sort of why I'm even more proud in a bit, but you know, let's just talk about the game. The performance was first rate. You know, they're a pretty good side. They've done okay this season. They're 3 points above us. They started brilliant and they've dropped down a bit. The manager's a nice fella. They've got good staff there. You know, they're a good outfit. So to perform like we did. You know, the words don't really express my level of pride for that performance. The quality of the football, the commitment, the shape, the togetherness, every word out there was you know, brilliant, absolutely first class, and to win 3-0 was brilliant.
Yeah, you started the game, like I've said it a couple of times now, but you started the game like an absolute steam train. Looked very good defensively, and as I say, 2-0 up inside the first 20 minutes, and two really good goals as well in terms of the build-up play. Your penalty, obviously, the first one, but the build-up play, the ball from Zach through to Rob, who almost rounded the keeper until he was brought down, and then obviously great penalty, sent the keeper the wrong way. And then the second goal, again, another good corner whipped in from yourself. Players doing what players do best, which is their job on set plays. And it allowed Josh to have an easy nod into the empty net. And again, you must have been delighted with the way you started the game and to find yourself 2-0 up.
Yeah, I think you've described it well. It was nice to get those two goals. You know, we do start games well generally. We're well prepared. We have first-rate information about the teams we're playing, and today it was again Pete Millard, you know, absolutely different class the way he describes the team we're playing, and so that gives you an advantage already. You know, if teams don't do that level of homework, they don't really know what's going to happen, and we knew exactly how they were going to play. We knew how to combat it, and we did it straight from the kickoff, and to go 2-0 up with good play. You know, arguably they could have had the keeper sent off. I'm not sure if that's a rule, a penalty or sending off, you know, that rule. But he went round him and, slotted the penalty away. And then a great leap from a decent delivery in from Josh Harfield. So to be 2-0 up was great. You have to excuse me, I've got a cough. But, after that it was difficult because Zach, in his haste to get the ball back, has gone, made a tackle, jumped in, a bit over the top of the ball. I got to say, it probably was a red card. It wasn't nothing malicious, but he's just tried to win the ball and was a bit overzealous with it. And in fairness, though, their reaction probably warranted some cards, if not red cards. You know, one lad was punched on the floor, blindside of the referees, missed it. As I said, arguably they could have had a few cards as well, but made life difficult for us. But from that point on, you know, our shape was first class. We didn't Price has made two or three phenomenal saves, and he's absolutely excellent, isn't he? He made some good saves, which were important. But our shape as a team from that point on was fantastic, and we broke with pace and with quality after that as well. So from that point on, it was always going to be difficult, but I thought we kept them at arm's length for the majority of the rest of the game.
Yeah, you must have been pleased to go in at 2-0 at half-time, and then you must have been thinking, surely, that they were going to come out, throw men forward, throw the ball forward, bombard you with play. It didn't really happen, if I'm honest. They didn't create an awful lot. Having said that, you defended extremely well. And then, as you rightly say, you hit them on the break. Good strike from Rob Carr on a tight angle, and it's hit the post and gone in. And for me, it kills the game at that point. And then from then on in, there wasn't really much play from them.
Yeah, the run from Hutch for that goal was fantastic. I mean, I know I've used the word fantastic a lot in this interview, but I genuinely am lost for words with the performance today and under the circumstances. But the run from Hutch was brilliant. And then great finish from Rob Carr. Like you say, killed the game from that point on. For me, I just wanted to get a clean sheet. I thought the back four deserved that, and Pricey, and the midfield players who bust a gut throughout, and the forward players. Yeah, I'll go through the team. I mean, Pricey was excellent, saving a couple of saves were brilliant, kicked well. Willow was fantastic again. Hutch, superb. Two centre halves, as good as I've seen. That back four is as good as anything. Myself and Ben Toy, you know, ran the show really and rattled around trying to make tackles, make up for the lost man in midfield. The wide boys, Simba, and or the front three, Simba, Chalky, Rob Carr, were all interchanging and movement and very different to the Pat Cox side of Fleet, where we play it into him and off of him. We had a lot more movement today and more pace, and it worked. And the three subs who come on, I thought, were excellent. Brett did well, Danilo did well, and ran around and tried to close the game out for us. And Archie Fawcett come on and looked the part again. So, all in all, it's just a great, great performance, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, it was a great performance, and congratulations on that. But you mentioned there, obviously, around circumstances. I have to be honest, I don't know an awful lot apart from what I've read on social media. I understand, having spoken to you for a couple of minutes before the interview, that the budget's been pulled, or there's certainly no money for wages. I can't add a lot more to it, but do you want to elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I mean, it'll all get out, so we may as well say. I mean, the lads don't get very much money anyway, as everybody knows, but the bits of money they get does cover their petrol money. And, you know, they were expecting their bits of petrol money for the month of January on Thursday. And we were told that there is no money for January and there is no money for the rest of the season. So, you know, from that point on, that's their right to leave, and if to have the full squad of players with the exception of Pat Cox is you know, the level of pride in that, and I'm absolutely lost for words again in the fact that they've done that for me and for the rest of the staff, because they feel let down. They feel massively let down to not been paid. And it's cost them a lot of money, January. You know, they've travelled up to the likes of Royston in that month. We've got to go to Potts Bar next week. You know, there's a lot of travel involved, and it's cost people a lot of money. And the fact that they're not getting that money, and still they turned up today, and still they performed like they did today, for me, you know, I can't express how proud I am of the lads for that. You know, they had every excuse today to turn up. Well, to not turn up for a start, but to turn up and, you know, go through the motions. But they turned up today, and they put in as good a performance as we've put in all season. You know, I will say Pat Cox wasn't here. He was going to come. Told the lads he was going to be there, and he hasn't come. I mean, I'm disappointed in that with him, if I'm honest. And he's the only player who has been paid. So, you know, him to not turn up is a bit of a hammer blow to me, if I'm honest. But, you know, he's been a great servant to the club and to me, and I won't have bad things said against him. It's his prerogative to do that, but it just shows the level of commitment of the other boys to turn up. As I said, it's not a criticism of Pat, it just highlights how good a bunch of lads we've got, and the rest of the Fleet and the club and everyone here should be so grateful for the way that the lads did, because it could have been fast today. They could have easily, you know, at one stage they could have all not turned up because they feel let down, and they've got a right to feel let down. I feel let down. I mean, I'm owed a lot of money myself. You know, I've subsidised stuff, paid for training venues and stuff out of my own pocket, which we're not going to get, and the rest of the staff have done, and yet, you know, for me, I want to do the best I can for the club and finish as high as we can, and for however long, you know, I can sustain it and keep a team together. That's all I can say, really. I'm sure there'll be more that can come out as we go along, but, you know, for now, let's just raise a glass and toast the performance of the lads, because, you know, they were just, you know, beyond words for me.
But, and just, you know, I want to say massive congratulations on the performance, but also I watch you most weeks, and just want to say, obviously, congratulations for keeping the lads together, and just well done to yourself, because it can't be easy doing that. You've had a lot of circumstances recently, and I think the club fully deserve and yourself fully deserve the win today, so congratulations on that.
Thanks, mate, and thanks to Ashford as well. Their management are good guys, and I appreciate their nice words afterwards, and I wish them well for the rest of the season.